This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We hope you're having a great day. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Thursday, where it's boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. All right, we're taking a look at the combine. There is a guy, and we're just going to mention this to you, okay, that is having a really good day. He is a guy that is projected to be one of the top edge guys in this draft. And ironically, Mike, he is a guy that I also told our guys, and I'm talking about Turtle and Orn, this is probably early in the week, about him. He's Texas A&M, and he is having a good day. Now, the thing is, at his size, what he played at during the season, he was about 285, maybe bigger.
Right.
And I told the guys, I said, the problem with him and what I'm hearing is he's kind of out of shape. He's explosive on tape. He is a playmaker, but he didn't get as many sacks as a lot of people say. Well, his ability, and you know how I feel about this.
Right.
I talked about this Will Anderson. Like, your ability and what you showed us, I'm not completely sold. So today we find out that Shamar Stewart, 40-inch vertical, Mike, he jumped 40 inches. This is a big dude. And everybody, his D linemen were like, yo, this is impressive.
And like a 10-foot broad jump as well.
So he turns right back around and then jumps 10 feet 11, which is like in the 1 percentile of all the guys in the combine who do this. You're talking about Myles Garrett-type numbers. So all of a sudden now people are like, all right, well, maybe we didn't anticipate this kind of athleticism from him, but he has lost weight.
Right. Well, the book on him is he's a South Florida kid. You know, he's part of that million-dollar class with A&M. Is the work ethic. That's how many times you and I were talking about this yesterday. Does he have his head screwed on straight? Well, I mean, what does that make? I don't care how you got here, but you're here now and you're ready to go and you put the work in and you're killing it at the combine.
Yeah.
Is that how you look at it as an evaluator?
Well, I look at it as he was a guy that, to me, again, was out of shape, played really well, was an interior, you know, a dominant interior defensive lineman, however you want to phrase him, wherever you want to use him. But at the end of the day, now I think he's going to be potentially moving up because, again, you can't teach this. You can't teach this kind of athleticism. And the fact that he's lost weight tells me, Mike, he's committed and people have been telling him, yo, you are out of shape.
Yeah, he was 300. Now he's 280. Listed at 281. Some guys have him at 6'5", some at 6'6". But this is a guy, we have been bringing this name up as far as right where. It's funny, our buddy Mike Johnson said, come on down to 15 where the Falcons are selected.
I'm just telling you.
From the morning shift.
Yeah. So anyways, that's just an interesting tidbit. Let's talk about our general manager. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our poll question's up. It remains a hot topic, and rightfully so. What is your grade for Terry Fontenot? And how do we get to this? Well, let's just recap, because we started talking about the Kirk Cousins, good, the bad, what's real, what's bluffing, and it led us down this road of, okay, we understand that situation and circumstance, but what do you think about our general manager? And I said to Mike, well, when I think about last year when we said, man, we need to go get some edge rush, he took a chance and rolled the dice on Judon. Boy, we need to improve our safety situation. He took a chance and went and got Simmons. It's not his fault those guys didn't turn out to be as good as we thought, but he took a chance. You look at the draft picks. Again, there have been a lot of hits, but as Mike mentioned, there's been a lot of misses. So we went around the room, and you and Oren and Turtle all gave him C minus. I think even as you rephrase it, you may have even given him a D. But what do you think right now, as a grade, a letter grade, what would you give Terry Fontenot? And this is before anything happens this offseason.
Yeah, I still got to go. I'm going to stick with a C minus. That's what I said when you first asked me. I'll stick with that. And I voted C on our poll question at Dukes about 929. I mean, when you don't make the playoffs, even if you give him the first year as a pass because of the salary cap situation, you're still in that. So that's 3 years of sub 500 football. We're yet to be over 500. We yet remains to be in a playoff game. We've missed on too many defensive pieces.
Yep.
The Kyle Pitts pick was a mistake. You know how I feel about the Cousins thing. I think if you believe in Penix, and just go get Penix. Do whatever you got to do to make Penix your guy and save that money for Jonathan Greenard, who wound up with the Vikings, and you don't have to go get Matthew Judon late in the preseason. So that's where I feel I fall in this. I also threw in, just to remind people, where the hell did the Deshaun Watson thing come from? Is Terry unable to say no? Now, I get it. It's hard to say no when it's Arthur Blank. Could you have said no to Arthur Smith about Kyle Pitts if Arthur Smith was the driving force? But the Deshaun Watson thing, that was a disaster. That exited Matt Ryan even sooner. This is all on Terry's watch. That's why I give him a C-. Areas of positivity, great skill position players in Bijan and Drake. We believe in Penix Jr. He's created great depth in the defensive line. And Jesse Bates was one of the great pickups, as was Ellis.
And O-line, too. O-line, right?
Yeah, and Bergeron. Bergeron was a great pick. But he's never gotten the defense right.
So, with that said, and the reason why we're asking you this is simple. Now's his chance, right? Now's his time. This is the offseason. This is when he's going to make an impact on this football team. Where we go and what we do moving forward will depend on the kind of players that he ultimately believes are difference makers. Guys, he's going to get all this information. And look, when they talk about collaborative, it's great. But he's going to get all this stuff from the scouting department, Mike, Ryan Pace, the assistant general manager, all these people that are involved, they all are going to talk about it. But to your point, it's going to be on his watch. Whether we think he's making the picks, which I will say 3 years ago I did not think he was, or not, it's on his watch. And so some of the picks that Mike's talking about, I'm here to tell you guys, that wasn't Terry. It just wasn't. But it's not fair to say that without people being here to defend themselves and say, yes, I made that pick, right, or Terry didn't. Either way, he's the general manager. It's on his watch. So you're right. Those are the things that we look at right now.
And we talked about this earlier. Yes, at the time back in St. Patrick's Day 3 years ago, I wanted Deshaun Watson. I'm all for it. Energize the fan base. Let's do it. Thank God we avoided that landmine. I just would love to know why we even went. It got us in hindsight, Carl. Why I got it down the road as far as it did.
Yeah.
And you know, a tough spot, as I said, with the owner to say, Arthur, we can't do this because even if we get him in here, we're going to have like basically no margin for error with anything, with free agents, other players and the draft. We'll have no picks because you're going to have to give everything to the Texans to get them. And even then, you know, as John Chuckery argued that day, it was going to leave us basically, you know, in the weeds. We have a nice quarterback, but nothing else.
Well, it's kind of where Cleveland is right now.
Exactly where Cleveland is with Myles Garrett.
So, you know, and they've got a lot more better right, players around Deshaun Watson than we currently have. At least, you know, 2 years ago, that was a Super Bowl caliber roster. It's not anymore. I don't believe that. And, you know, now they're moving on from Chubb and all these things that are going to take place. It would have been a different scenario for us. But at the end of the day, what do you think? 404-726-0929.
I just don't think how the grade could be anything better than a C when you haven't had a winning season.
Well, again, I say this, that you're right, but is that coaching? See, Arthur Smith kept telling us for 3 years, we got to score more points. Well, damn it, score more points. Devise a scheme to score more points. Put an offense on the field that scores more points. That is coaching ultimately, and when you talk about it time and time again, how much of that responsibility falls on the guy that's not here or the guy that currently is when you say, we went 7-9 again, or we won 8 games. Dude, we were in position to win 10. That's not Terry's fault.
Well, the thing is, Fontenot's also the guy that got the job based on his ability to find diamonds in the rough in free agency. Have we really done that? I mean, we mentioned Jesse Bates and Caden Ellis, but I mean, everybody else has kind of been meh. Onyemata has been meh, speaking of former Saints. We've missed on the draft, on the defense. Look, offensively, the skill position, we like where we're at offensively. But I just think defensively, which has been the problem, you know, if you want to fix an organization that has a classically, historically terrible pass rush and you still can't 4 years in, You know, and then on top of that, today, this is just, it's peculiar, but it bothers me that they say, it's all defense. We're not talking to anybody offense. It's all, and then we find out the offensive coordinator, the offensive line coach is there anyway. But it's okay. But that's just to placate the fan base, which is basically, Carl, just don't make it even worse than it is. You can't draft defense, but this year, we're going to fix the defense. It's all defense. That to me is weak.
The scouting defense. Like, I don't understand what your problem is. It is
because it's gimmicky. It's marketing. You're telling your fan base, I can't draft defense, but I'm going to get it right this year.
No.
And our defense is so bad that I couldn't put together that this year we won't even talk to an offensive player in Indianapolis. It's all defense, all 45 interviews.
It should be. And here's where I'm at. I see it differently. I see it as, you know what? We understand what our weaknesses are, and we need to focus all of our energies on that. And so we've got the entire staff up here evaluating and looking at these guys and talking to these guys as much as they can in these interviews and helping us with this process. That's how I see it. I don't see him ignoring guys. There's tape everywhere. They want to talk right. to any of these offensive guys.
Yeah, but why even say it? But why even make the whole rigmarole?
Because I think they want us to know we understand what our weaknesses are just like right. you do. And because of it, we are emphasizing, we are looking at defensive players because that's where we got
to
get better.
But if it's disingenuous to a football fan out there in his car who's got a brain, because you know it's...
What's disingenuous, Mike, is if they draft an offensive guy and they say
well,
this.
Well, because here's the thing, Carl. You've got a plan for your draft, and then somebody moves up. All of a sudden, somebody isn't there, and the guy you thought, whether it's a defensive tackle, edge rusher, corner, and no, we didn't talk to offensive players. That's just silly. That's why you go to the combine. It's the one-stop shop. Yes, you have pro days and you evaluate. I get that. But to me, it's just, why even bother being the gimmick of saying, we're only going to talk to, it's silly. It's just.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's more about this tail wagging the dog with this organization.
All right, I disagree, and I think here's the other part, too. If they draft an offensive player, you okay with it?
If you can't get all those guys, if Shamar Stewart's gone, if all the dogs are gone,
come on,
if Mike Green is gone, well, what are you going to do?
Come on.
Then you're going to take some dude from Pudwacker State?
No, but
you're going to draft for need?
You have been screaming louder than anybody about the defense, and you're willing to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm cool with if they take a guard or a tackle or whatever's going to be there.
They've never done anything I've wanted, say, for twice in 25 years. I'm not expecting it this time, but I know what we need. But they may also be of the opinion, we're going D-tackle, because they believe that Braylon Trice is going to come back from the injury, or they believe in Brandon Dorlus, and coaches said as much.
Well, defense is defense. I mean, like, that's my thing. What I'm saying is, if they go wide receiver, you cool with it?
Because
no,
but the only thing I would be cool with is an offensive tackle. Because you've got to protect Caleb. You've got to upgrade from McGarry at some point, or you got to find the heir apparent for Jake. That's the only thing I would accept other than a defensive line piece or a corner.
I'm not. We've got to get
if the
better,
circumstances
younger, faster.
But again, you don't always, unless you move up in the draft, Carl, you know what very well. You don't get to dictate who you're going to. You got guys on your board you want. Sometimes they're not there.
They're not. But there'll still be defensive players there.
Yes. In the
and
second
you've
round.
Take a defensive
in
guy.
I'm just telling you, if you box yourself into a corner because you've been so bad at something and then double down on it, that's not the way I would play the general manager card.
404-726-0929. Again, that's semantics to me. I mean, like, seriously, we're talking about them focusing on the thing that we all care about and the thing that we all want,
right. But
yet you're pissed off about the fact that they're telling us? I don't get it.
Well, again, guys, as I said, it's maybe nuanced, maybe too nuanced for some folks out there. I mean, it's just a gimmick. They made a gimmick, and they sent the offensive line coach up there anyway. So it's a bunch of baloney.
Have they talked to any offensive players?
Apparently not. But I guess they're going to – what are they going to do? They're going to have binoculars up there, and the coaches will be looking at the guys. I mean, the offensive coaches will be in the building, but they will not be looking at offensive linemen.
I don't know. I don't know. You guys know what you want. You know what you feel like we need.
We all know what we need. I'm saying don't throw a gimmick at it.
It's not a – if I need a new car, I need a new car. I'm telling you, I need a new car.
Hey,
this is what I need.
We're going up to – no, but this is where how bad things are, that the fan base is so irked that they've got to sit there and tell them, don't worry, fan base. It's all defense.
Oh, I don't know if we should be worried about it. All right. We got more to get to. Go vote on our poll. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Tell us what you think about Terry Fontenot and what – letter grade you would give him right now. Coming up, D-Led's going to join. The real D-Led. Orlando Ledbetter is going to join us from Indianapolis. He's been up there. We'll get his thoughts on this. Well, Mike will probably ask him about this whole thing with the defense, but we'll find out what he's hearing and what he's been talking to, people he's been talking to up there. Coming up next. No, and... Mike is saying, hey, why are we so focused on defense and doesn't like that, you know, the fact that they've kind of put it out there, yet a couple of offensive coaches are there, allegedly, that have been identified. Tell us what you think. Like, this whole focus this week of just interviewing defensive guys, and have they pinpointed any of these guys that they say, hey, this is the kind of guy we want?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You're 31st in sacks. You're 31st in pass coverage. You got to replace some older guys on the defensive front. You got 7 first-round picks on offense, so you're pretty much set. But, yeah, Coach Leffers and the assistant offensive line coach have been spotted up here, and they're doing an informal interview. So they're still doing the groundwork for the line because, you know, you're going to need some help there, whether you get them late or in the pre undrafted pool. But the focus on defense makes absolutely perfect sense to me because, you know, the way they've drafted the last 4 years, they've ignored defense and they tried to do it with free agents. And, you know, now those free agents are going to be going or getting older. And now it's time to restock that thing.
Right. I just said, D, it was just a message to the fans, you know, we've screwed this up, but now we're really going to get serious about defense. D, man, do you feel that do you believe that the Georgia Bulldogs, which we always talk about, are guys that will be immediate impact guys, or are they just really good defensive players, but they won't be edge guys, whether it's Mykel Williams or Jalen Walker?
Yeah, I think both of those guys, you know, Mikel was hurt playing on a bad wheel, 60%, you know, so nobody's, you know, you got to factor in him being healthy. He's going to be available right around the Falcons picking slot. Jalen's going to be gone. So unless you're going to trade up for him or Abdul Carter, then, you know, you're going to miss out on that guy. And that's probably too early to take starts. So, you know, there again, they might take a non-Georgia player and upset everybody. Take Mike Green or Shamar Stewart. Carl asked about some people they identified. And then we're seeing Will Johnson, the Michigan corner, being going to them around 15. So those are the people to keep an eye on right now. And, you know, Terry's thrown out the trade back thing, too. So, you know, you got to look at all of that.
D, who do you think the best player is at the draft? Is it Hunter? Is it Abdul Carter? And we got that news today about Carter and the stress fracture. You think that's going to keep teams away, or does that hurt him in any way?
No, I don't think so. I trust Drew Rosenhaus. He does have a vested interest. But Carter, you know, he's played 42 games at Penn State. He's never missed a game. So, you know, it sounds like something that is it major? And if so, maybe it's a one-year thing. But if he's the best player to draft, it's not clear because, you know, I like Travis Hunter, too, the two-way guy. We talked to him today. So I think Travis or Abdul are number one and two, but you certainly, you know, they got the best doctors in the league all looking at these guys, so they know the teams will get all the medicals, and they'll know, you know, Drew Rosenthal analysis notwithstanding on if that's a big factor or not.
It's our man in Indy, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC's up there at the Combine. We spent some time yesterday, D, on the Mike Green stuff and certainly giving the young man the benefit of the doubt since he was never charged with anything, but is that going to scare some teams away, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, it's kind of like Parsons. Micah Parsons in, you know, 2020 there, he had the same thing, a high school incident and a college incident, no arrest, but he dropped to 11. So, Mike Green might, that was kind of his range anyway, but he, you know, was able to explain it away or talk to him. They already know. They got, every team's got, you know, former FBI guys digging into these guys' past, so they know exactly what happened. And I think, you know, domestic violence, alleged domestic violence is being taken more seriously now. But, you know, they'll have their homework done on Mike Green for sure.
So tell me what you thought about Raheem's comments. D, we heard you ask questions in there. I know, you know, they got a limited amount of time. Next, they get the next coach or the next gentleman
next question
in there. And, you know, they get him in there. They only have a certain amount of time. Well, what do you think his headspace is as far as where they are, the whole Cousins thing? Like, what's your feel on this, D?
Yeah, well, we got him before the podium thing, so we got to get some stuff, you know, that he didn't share with everybody up there. So, and my big thing was, hey, where are you and Jeff at with the, putting the defense together?
Okay.
And so, you know, that's our Sunday story. You know, he said it's not a new defense. It's a matter of getting, you know, figuring out how the pass rush is going to work and getting some new people. He said it's about the people. They got to get people, whether it's drafting kids. You know, they don't have a lot of money in free agency, but they got to get people up front and to go in. They got to get the guys that they have. You know, he took it right on the coaches. Like, hey, we got to get them better. We got to get them players that we have on our roster to play better. So he's looking at it on all three fronts. He likes the fact that Jeff has caught defenses in New York the last 3 years, and he's grown in his eyes. I ran the numbers. They were really good in yards, not so much in points up there. But, you know, that was a mess with the offense being so bad the last 3 years. So that's good that he's called 3 years, whereas Jimmy Lake hadn't called one, costing his job. So he's feeling – he knows what the hot-button issues are. He's got a guy that he trusts, and they're working together and trying to, you know, get that plan together, and they got to get some people out there that can do the job.
D. Orlando Ledbetter's got the combine guys from the AJC covering the Falcons up there every day. D, we heard him talk about the guys that are here. Now, we don't know what these guys are. Do you think they are banking on Braylon Trice and Dorless and Ruka Roro being real serious, I mean, contributors, if not, I mean, stars?
No, I think Rook's got the best chance there. You know, trying to get more out of Evan Cady, Harrison. Trice was a work hard guy at Washington, so I don't think they look at him as a, you know, blazing John Abraham off the edge guy. But certainly you got to play him. Dorlis has had to hit the weights, and, you know, maybe he could be a rotational guy that can get in there and cause havoc because, you know, they need that. And they're going to add some people, you know. I like the big Zeke Biggers guy from Georgia Tech, man. 6'3", 220. So I'm like, if he's got some explosion with that, he's going to, you know, that'd be awesome to have a big guy like that in the middle to destroy and collapse some offenses. So they know what they need. They and, you know, they're going to try to get the guys that are here. I don't see stars there, but I see players.
What about safety? Did you say Malachi Starks? Is that in the mix for them? Because I said if we trade this pick, D, and we are picking in the 20s, let's just say, I think that becomes a real possibility. But what do you think in the first round? Is safety out of the question?
I think at 15 it is, but if you do go back, then it's in play. So if you go back and get a – you go 25 or something and get a 33 and get your two early seconds, there's certainly safeties in play. You can start talking about Jack Sawyer and those guys, that second level of the defensive ends and so forth. You know, if you got two high twos and a late one, the safety's definitely in play.
It's our man, D-Led. Now, we can't get the edge rushers. This is the circumstances Carl and I were kind of going through. They like the corners, though, right? I mean, they certainly feel a starting corner opposite A.J. Terrell. The only reason I mention it is a couple of mock drafts have got, was it Mike Johnson? As the kid from Notre Dame. Will Johnson and his brother. But Will would be a good fit for us opposite A.J. You think that could be part of the game plan?
Oh, no question about it. But I think, you know, the fact that he brings up pass rush and what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl and getting tougher up front, because, you know, you got to figure out where that coach's expertise is. He's a defensive back coach, so they're going to think they can coach up the back end, but you can't lose up front. So I'm really thinking that, you know, we can kind of put the corners off to the side and look at those big tackles and those big big edge rushers, you know, like Stewart, who hasn't had a lot of sacks, but he's a pretty big dude. So I'm thinking big. They're thinking up front. I'm thinking they can think they could out-coach that corner or find some help there or you know, do something to improve that whole secondary situation.
If you were to go offense, what position would it be, D? If you were to do that, okay, and let's just say all these guys we're talking about, gone. The guys you really covet. If you were going to go there, what position would it be?
Man, I'd take Tyler Warren.
Okay.
Right. Man, that's a dude right there, man.
I'm with you.
He can block for Bijan. He can catch.
Yes.
He can go double tight ends. He can throw. Man, if you watched Penn State last year, it was a joy watching that kid play.
I'm with you.
Tyler Warren would be the guy. The running back, I wouldn't take him. You're okay there.
Yes.
But wide receiver, there's no Justin Jefferson out there that I see. Maybe Abuka, but, you know, Houston's going to probably snap him up later on in the first round. So,
Warren, yeah, by the way, Warren had 12 touchdowns, guys, for Penn State.
Yeah, he's
6'6", big dude, and plays. I'm with you, D. That sounds crazy, but again, guys, it's not. It's not crazy.
Well, D, odds, yeah. You know, we talked about it earlier with Zach, but the odds of them, I mean, I say they won't do it unless the deal is just too sweet to pass up. But give me some odds, 5-1, 10-1, that they would actually move on from our old tight end, Kyle Pitts.
Well, they're like, hey, we gotta get him better. We gotta make him. When they start talking to him, that stuff about his best self and it's on us,
God,
and all that. That's the coaching up thing. So they think they can, you know, everybody, you know, I don't know, nobody don't like him. They took him number four, but they know that if they could figure out how to unlock him, what would that mean to the offense? That pretty much make them unstoppable. I think if they could figure out how to get some, you know, Kyle Pitts And you got Drake London over there. You got Bijan. You got Darnell Mooney. I mean, you got problems if he's able to play for you at a high level, you know. So they're thinking like that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, listen, I'm with you. You said it. It'd be a problem if you were able to do that. D, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Great coverage this week, by the way. And you said Sunday you're going to have that in the AJC about the defense, right?
Yes, we got that with Raheem talking about what it means to add Jeff Olbrick to the staff, and because he hadn't talked since he was hired.
Yeah.
And, you know, what their plans are to get better up front and get the right people in there.
All right, great stuff. D, thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate you.
Sure, no problem, Carl and Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, when we come back, it's not what you want to hear. We're going to tell you something that you absolutely need to know about one player at the Combine.
Mm.
We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wish I was a baller. There were guys who were just football players. Doesn't matter their size.
Right.
You put them on the field, they show out. But size matters. And I keep telling you guys that I want bigger guys for this defense. So part of the combine, obviously, is the measurements. And for all the conversation we've had, not just today, but over the last few days, in regards to some of these prospects, Abdul Carter is considered to maybe be the best player in this draft, and maybe he is ultimately, you know, the number one overall pick, but he's injured. But Mike, the dog players, the guys that are there from Georgia, I want to make clear about where this is and what we're seeing with the measurements.
Right.
So one of the guys we've been talking a lot about is Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker measured out today, guys. He was listed as what, 6'2", 6'2 and a half, maybe 6'3", depending.
Right.
He measured in at 6'1".
Okay.
His arms, 32 inches. Reach, okay? We're talking about reach. I'm stretching my arm out here. Put your arm out if you're driving
that's,
your car.
Now, again, I would love to have that reach, but that sounds kind of average.
Okay, it is. And he weighed in at 243.
Oh.
So his playing weight was somewhere around 250, at least they said. He's coming a little small. Mike, ultimately, the measurements say that Jalen Walker is smaller than maybe even what we thought he was.
Huh.
That's concerning to me. Because, again, now we're talking about this is a guy that they said is a Swiss Army knife, and I used the term yesterday.
Was that the same rap on N'Kobe Dean, though?
It was. A chess piece. And then you go, all right, so you're going to move him all over the field, but now, all right, he doesn't have, as Mike's been saying, one specific thing that he's really good at.
And he may have an amazing career, but, I mean, and again, I don't want to get tunnel vision and lose out on a generational prospect because we're so focused on it's got to be sack, 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 sack. But, yeah, that's interesting. Michael Williams, we're going to find out what his measurables are. I don't think there's a comeback to earth that there is with Jalen Walker.
No, I don't either. Michael's a big dude. He's a bigger dude. It's been the thing about why he might be drafted before. But I also think the versatility, and we talked about this with Jalen, is the reason why a lot of people are talking about him.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, and if you're going, Duke, you're crazy, man, he's a baller. He may be. But he is smaller than what we anticipated. And I got to say this. That arm thing, I've been talking about this. These big tackles, man, and guys are pulling around, and these guys, I got to be able to get you off of me. And if I can't, Mike, with the reach and all, that's a problem. All
right. It is funny, though, how we deal in extremes, though, and it always comes out this time as you started the conversation. We're not, for guys, so Georgia fans, don't hear it the wrong way. We're not making Jalen Walker sound like he's a T-Rex walking around Athens.
No.
But it is. But there are the measurables. T-Rex hates push-ups. Man, T-Rex hates lighting a cigarette. But anyway, yes.
Because here's the other part of this, and this is where it balances out. And then I'm going to let Chris give you Mike Hale's numbers. The other part of this is everybody in the league is going to turn on the tape and they're going to go, damn, he's really good. And that, to some coaches and GMs, Mike, is all that matters. This stuff will matter to some. It may not matter as much. What did Michael's measurements look like?
A little shorter, 6'5", but he weighed in at 260 on the button. His arms were 34 3/8, which is much more prototypical than what Walker had. And his hands are big, too, 10 1/4.
Wait. Wasn't he 6'5"?
I thought he was 6'5".
Oh, sorry, I'm reading it wrong. Six five.
My God.
All right, man, don't scare me,
man,
like that.
There's some serious bone density issues.
I was like, come on, man. What's going on with these dogs?
Sorry, they have it listed out as 6'0", 5'1".
Yes,
all of a sudden, Mike Gill Williams turned into the black guys in the barbershop and coming to America.
I'm like, for real? I mean, what are you talking about? All right, 6'5", to what? To what?
260 on the button.
Okay. He was playing around 265 is what they say. And then the reach again is?
34 3/8.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that better. I like that better, Mike.
Now, like again, but this goes back to the hand size and the quarterbacks. Like, if you can spin the football, you can spin the football. I mean, you know, it's we've seen guys, you know, Baker Mayfield comes to mind. I mean, I don't care. The guy's just a winner. We've talked about dudes. Then, meanwhile, you got Mitchell Trubisky. He's got all the measurables. He's got the heart of an animal that doesn't have a big heart. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you do get sometimes locked up in the paralysis of analysis on some of this.
Yeah.
But does the Jalen Walker stuff really give you pause?
A little bit.
He don't like short people already.
But yeah, man.
I'm just saying, short people got a little bit.
No reason.
Mike, a little bit. He's a little bit smaller than I thought he was.
You saw this guy in heart and soul of that defense.
He's a dog.
Get after it.
I mean, pardon the pun, he's a dog.
But that goes back to, I mean, for instance, if you were to look at Lorenzo Carter coming out of college, the prototypical, that guy can't miss edge rusher in the NFL, and he's just been an average guy.
You're not lying.
Just an update here for you, Carl. A couple 40 times. James Pierce out of Tennessee ran a 4.5 unofficial.
Ooh.
Shamar Stewart unofficially ran a 4.6.
This big boy done made his mark today.
He's 280. I mean, he's lost weight.
He's lost weight.
And he's killing it, 6'5". But remember, the initial word on this guy was effort is uneven. Like my report card in high school. I don't like that.
Well, for me, the report out of A&M was, again, out of shape. That was the issue.
But you know what that coincides with, you know.
It does. But again, that's a concern. I don't know if it's true. But what I do know is if you come to the combine and you're 15 pounds or 20 pounds lighter, somebody's been in your ear.
Right.
Like that,
and more importantly, you've taken it to heart and you put the work in.
Yeah.
So, now, some would say it shouldn't get to that point, but you could also – that's what I asked you earlier. If you're a general manager, how do you look at that? You know, he's getting serious about business. I don't care what you did in college, you know, station. Now it's time to work for me.
All right. One other bad news. One other thing I got to pass along.
Uh-oh.
You like this Mike Green dude, right?
Well, I mean, I'm intrigued. I mean, look, just –
No. You like this dude.
Well, everybody went banana. It was like the Jadeveon Clowney Outback Bowl moment against Michigan when he B-slapped that dude from Oregon and put him on his keister at the Senior Bowl.
Small hands, Mike.
How small?
Eight and a half. Spread your fingers. Okay. Spread your hand wide open, and they measure from the thumb to the pinky.
Wow, it's not much bigger than my hand.
Small hands.
Say, he is maybe a foot taller than you, Mike.
I'm just saying.
How big are his feet?
Small hands, man. I don't know about this Mike Green dude. He may have some power in his torso, but he's got small hands.
So now you're telling me he goes out and puts a helmet on, he's going to look like Deadpool when he's regenerating with his tiny little hands?
He's got small hands.
Here he is, that defensive end, Deadpool.
I don't know. Listen, I don't like small hands, and I don't like 32-inch arms.
What is Hulk saying? Thor, baby arms. Got baby arms.
Baby arms. That's all. So Jalen Walker, and here's the deal. I know dog fans are freaking out. They're like, man, this dude's a player. He may be. But these are the things that they're going to look at. And you know what else they're going to look at? They're going to be like, look, and I hate to say this. I know we think the SEC is the NFL. It's not.
No.
The NFL's a different animal.
Right.
And when you get in there.
Everybody plays like that.
Everybody. And so, like, man, I don't know, Mike. My point is, if you have a chance to get Jalen Walker, knowing this now, he's smaller than you thought, he's lighter than you thought, his arms are shorter than you thought, would you pick him?
Well, all of a sudden, what do we learn today? Abdul Carter needs to go to the good feed store. We know that Michael Williams is okay, but apparently you just said Jalen Walker now is like mini-me. Shamar Stewart has just completely just rewritten the book and the perception of him.
Yes.
So that's a guy now whose stock is going up.
Yep.
Mike Green's got off-field stuff, and he's also got small digits.
Hands. Small hands, man. So, eight and a half. Yeah.
All right, so now, what about Princely Umanamaleum and there's other guys that are out there?
he just ran a 4.76, by the way.
Never mind. What about Jack Sawyer? How about the plucky white guy from Ohio State?
I think Jack Sawyer is going to be all right. He's just not – see, here's the deal. This is the other thing. Sawyer's big.
Right.
But Sawyer's a dude you put on the field and you go, well, he's not as fast as everybody, but his game speed is fast.
They also say they project him that wherever he goes, he plays immediately.
He plugs in. He plays.
Like J.J. Watt did.
All right. I don't know about you guys. I want big hands.
You got to know what you're doing with them. Hulk smash. I mean, hopefully he can get off the tackle, get off that guard, and get after the quarterback.
How about you guys? I want those long arms, man.
But if you talk to Lorenzo Carter, that what was that line that Todd McShay said about Michael Walker? Body beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, like, we joke around, Skip Carey. He looks like he's just poured into that uniform. But Lorenzo Carter, he is literally body by Fisher, looks like Tarzan. But unfortunately, the results have not been commiserate with the physique.
You're not lying. Here's what I'll say. Because now I'm mixed. I would take Jalen Carter's football ability and what I've seen at Georgia over these measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, Walker, not Jalen Carter.
Right.
I would take his football ability and what I've seen over the measurements. Sometimes the measurements don't tell all the entire right. story. And that's where I'm at. Look, would I want him to be bigger? Of course. It's the National Football League. But at the end of the day, like right. if you told me he's going to come in, Mike, and make plays for us and be a playmaker in multiple areas and versatility on the field, I've seen what he can do at Georgia. That's the dude that I would still take.
You can be a Dave Meggett. You can be a Amendola or a Julian Edelman on the offensive side. That's specific skill sets. But when you are a guy throwing offensive linemen around, there's things you got to have. There's things you got to be.
You're right.
We worked out well for us with Grady being undersized, being not prototypical right. size, and maybe that could be the same thing for Jalen Walker, too.
All right. Grady was the fifth rounder. Of course, Vic was the seventh overall pick that year.
I hate Grady.
I didn't say that. Pavlov's dog now.
Wow. All right. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. And see, all of y'all out there that's hitting me up right now talking about hand size don't matter. Whatever.
Right.
Tell your lady that.
Yeah, 404-726-0929.
Some of us in the animal kingdom, we adapt. We breathe through our eyes.
We're just trying to give you all the information.
Got Ore going sideways like a Cocker Spaniel right
we're
now.
We're just trying to give you all the
visualization,
information.
Or there you go.
Hey, man, 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. Mm. All right, we do have a lot more to get into. And for those of you who missed our conversation with Zach Klein from WSB earlier in the show, interesting stuff about Kyle Pitts, Grady Jarrett as well. You will hear that in the 6 o'clock hour as we continue along here. But I just want to be up front with you guys. Like, I don't want to be like, because he's a dog, this is a can't miss.
Right.
We can't say that. Like, give me the information.
You and I, we discussed it yesterday for guys who missed the show. And ladies, just because, and I've been yelling about the dogs, and we look back to how few dogs have been drafted into the entire franchise's history, but you really need a guy who's going to be the edge rusher. And again, a Shamar Stewart, that's a guy you plug in next to Grady. Now Grady's more viable. And hopefully you're helping Arnold Ebiketie. It's that force multiplier that Jalen Carter is. Now, you're not going to replicate Jalen Carter, but there's an immediate impact. Whereas a guy who's really good at this, as you said, the Swiss Army, I really don't need the Swiss Army knife. I really need a hammer to go get the quarterback this year.
I do.
But again, you don't want to be short-sighted, too. But then again, Fontenot's also got to say, I've got time for 5 years from now. I got to get some wins this year and get in the playoffs.
I need a dude. We need a dude. We don't have that.
Right.
We don't have that kind of time.
Right.
We need a dude.
We asked D-Led about it. He said it again. I tried to get him to give me some positive about Braylon Trice. He's just a high-energy guy. He says D-Led will not commit to Braylon Trice being a big outside linebacker / edge rusher.
I like Trice more than he does. I really like Rook. I'm not as worried about him as most people. I just feel like that's going to work itself out. But I do like what Trice brings, Mike. But here's the deal. He's got to prove it, though.
But now he's got to start from scratch. He's got to go all the way back to zero coming off the ACL.
Yeah, that's the thing. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Lots of interesting text and tweets coming in. Go to our poll at Dukes and Bell 929, as we've been talking today, about Terry Fontenot. All right? It's simple. What letter grade would you assign Terry Fontenot for his totality of his tenure here as the Falcons GM? It's been 4 years.
Mm.
What do you think? How do you think he's drafted? How do you think his free agency has been? How do you think the process of building this team has gone? And I got to tell you guys something, and most of you guys don't want to hear this. If this Michael Penix thing works out, that's going to be the thing everybody remembers him for.
Right.
If it works out.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know me, I'll always say, if he's your guy, just make him your guy and spend that money on things we don't have to go get now. But we didn't. But hey, you're right. If that's the legacy, if Penix Jr. becomes a 5 or 6-time All-Pro, then we're set.
6 o'clock hour straight ahead. Stay right there at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.